is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter, verses 19 through 31. On the evening of that day, the first of day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told them, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again not to question or doubt the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but to believe in it, that he has risen from the grave on the third day, just as he told us. Not only that, Father, but that we are indeed blessed because we believe in Jesus' resurrection, even though we have not seen him. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the gospel lesson, John chapter 20, with special attention to verses 19 through 31. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, have you ever heard someone say, "I don't believe it"? Or even for that matter, "It just can't be true"? I'm sure all of us have, haven't we? Yes, we have. As a matter of fact, it has happened to me recently, about 2 weeks ago. As I was driving home from the grocery store, and I heard on our local radio station that Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris was burning, I just didn't want to believe it. And I was kind of in shock and in disbelief. And I must confess that as soon as I got home, I forgot all about the groceries in the car. And I rushed in to turn on the television set to see it for myself. And there it was. It was true. The fire was consuming the beautiful and historic cathedral that was standing there for centuries and centuries. That was also true when I heard that President John F. Kennedy had been killed and assassinated in Texas in the early 1960s. Remember that? We all do. I just couldn't believe it either. Later on, as I saw it on television for myself, it was also true. As a matter of fact, it was a shock to us as a nation, and we were all devastated with grief and great sorrow. And you know, that's also true when we hear of something that happens to someone we know personally, either in our family, in the circle of our friends or neighbors, or even one of us here at church. It could be an accident, an injury, an illness, or even a sudden death. And when we hear about it, we always seem to have the need to either see them or talk to them for more information, don't we? Yes, we do. Every one of us has done that. And that's precisely what happened to Thomas. Thomas was not with the other disciples when Jesus appeared to them the first time on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, as they were hiding behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. And suddenly Jesus appeared to them and said, "Peace be with you." And then Jesus showed them the scars in his hands, the scars in his feet, and the bruise in his side. And as soon as they saw his hands, his feet, his side, they were glad to see Jesus. The New International Version of the Bible says that the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. And then Jesus says to them a second time, "Peace be with you." Not only that, but then he also adds, saying, "As the Father has sent me, even so, I am sending you." Here Jesus emphasizes again the dominant theme in the Gospel of St. John, the mission to go out into the world and make disciples of all nations, sharing the good news of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. And then, and only then, Jesus finally says to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Interesting, isn't it? Receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus doesn't ask them, "How are you doing this morning?" Or, "How have you been since we met last Monday, Thursday, or when I was crucified on the cross?" Or even for that matter, "Why are you hiding behind locked doors?" No, he doesn't. He doesn't address the question of how they are feeling or their whole behavior and attitude during and after Jesus' arrest, trials, and his crucifixion. Jesus doesn't even talk or complain to them, which he could have and should have, about his own personal feelings, his hurt and anguish and agony when Judas betrayed him. Remember that? When Peter denied him 3 times and the rest of them just ran away, concerned only about themselves. No, he doesn't. Instead, what does Jesus say? "Receive the Holy Spirit." He's concerned about them. He's concerned about their feelings and whether or not they still believed in him as the risen Lord. "Receive the Holy Spirit." And you know, there's a good reason for that. Here Jesus was already preparing his disciples to receive the Holy Spirit 50 days later after the resurrection on the day of Pentecost, as they are going to be commissioned to be his ambassadors, witnesses, to go out into the world and make disciples of all nations. We read in the book of Acts, where Luke writes in chapter 1, verse 8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Not only that, but Jesus gives them the following instructions for their ministry after he ascends into heaven. "If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. But if you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld. It is not forgiven." And after having said that, Jesus doesn't stay with them to talk about what had happened to him during his trials or at the cross or at his resurrection. And even the disciples didn't ask him anything. Isn't that amazing? I would have asked a lot of questions, but they didn't. And suddenly Jesus disappears from their presence. He vanishes. And remember, the doors were still locked. He comes in and out, and the doors are locked. And then the disciples run and tell Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." And what does Thomas say? "Oh no. Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place his finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe it." Thomas was very skeptical. He had a lot of questions, unlike the disciples. And he wasn't about to believe it. Thomas does not only say, "I will never believe," but he demands some kind of evidence of his resurrection, that he is alive. He wants to see Jesus face to face like the others did. In order to see for himself the mark of the nails in his hands, his feet, and the bruise in his side. And it was only after Jesus appeared to them again for a second time, 8 days later, and Thomas with them, and Jesus said to them, what, the third time? "Peace be with you." And then turning to Thomas, he said, "Thomas, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." And it was then that Thomas fell to his knees, ashamed, embarrassed, and said, "My Lord and my God." So that Jesus had to rebuke him for his unbelief, his doubting, saying, "Have you believed because you have seen me?" And you know, that still continues to be true today. There are millions and millions of people around the world who just cannot bring themselves to accept and believe the good news of Jesus' resurrection. Sometimes that is even true of us who are Christians. You and I who are here today and believe and accept Jesus Christ's resurrection, especially when something bad happens to us. It is then that we sometimes have our own set of questions and doubts about our own faith and trust in Jesus. And so we're no different than Thomas, are we? No, we're not. And how many times have you and I been tempted to say, "Why me, Lord?" I've done it, I must confess. "And not someone else? Why me, Lord?" Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm sure it does. We've done it. All of us have. And we too are then ashamed and embarrassed and may say, "My Lord and my God." Yes, when we feel that the whole world is suddenly crashing down on us with one problem after another problem and disappointment. And it just doesn't seem to end or go away. That we also need to hear Jesus say to each and every one of us here this morning, put your finger here and see my hands. Place your hand in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Yes, when we feel the pressure all around us, and I felt that as much as you have, pastors aren't exempt from problems and disappointments and trials and tribulations in life. We all experience pressure and problems. And when they happen, we need Jesus to touch us, don't we? Yes, we do. That's precisely what we experience every Sunday morning here at Shepherd in the Pines. As we partake of the true body and true blood of Jesus in the Holy Sacrament, Jesus touches us with the scars of His hands, the scars on His feet, the bruise in His side, and He says, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. Yes, your sins are forgiven and you have the gift of eternal life. That's why we come to church, to hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, today Jesus also offers us His peace, especially when we face our own problems and disappointments, trials and tribulations in life. And says to each and every one of us here this morning, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Yes, we're blessed. Even though we haven't seen Jesus, we are blessed. We're blessed because of our faith and trust in Jesus as our Lord, our God, our Savior. As a matter of fact, the whole Christian faith rests on the foundation that Jesus did not only suffer and die on the cross, but that He rose gloriously, triumphantly on the third day from the tomb. The words we find in the last part of our text today, listen to what it says. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in Him. Yes, may our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. No longer Thomas then denied. He saw the hands, the feet, the side. Thou art my Lord and God, he cried. May God the Father bless us and preserve us here at Shepherd in the Pines, that even though we haven't seen the mark of the nails in His hands and His feet and touched His side with our hands, that we believe and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That's what we celebrate at Easter. Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, that He's alive. He's not dead. That's our hope of one day meeting Jesus face to face in the kingdom of heaven. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.